Ian came ashore near Georgetown, South Carolina. Already it's flooded roads, and the National Hurricane Center warned of a possible storm surge of up to 2 meters along the coastline as Ian continues to head north. The White House has deployed emergency teams to the state and is sending federal funds to help shelter residents forced to evacuate. Meanwhile, in Florida, where Ian made landfall on Wednesday, we're just beginning to see the scale of the destruction. More than 25 people have been reported dead so far, but the toll is likely much higher as search and rescue efforts continue. Thousands of people are still unaccounted for. Ian is one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the U.S. President Joe Biden said it will take months, if not years, to rebuild. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.